You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Did a lot of home repair stuff this weekend. Patched some holes in the ceiling after that water leak.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Installed a new doorbell, and I did go ahead and kill the power. I know you and I talked about that last
week. Sure. Well, safety first, you know.
Safety first. I do want to point out that you almost can't thank enough the people who properly label your electrical panel in your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the people who labeled the two electrical panels for my house, I don't know if they were high. I don't know if they were morons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. But
completely wrong.
Many of them are wrong. Many of them are illegible. You can't. They just scrawled with a pen, and you're like, "What is sabucha powder?" You know, it's just.
Oh yeah. Did you do that whole thing where you call your wife on your phone while you're? Is this it? How about now?
Mine's down in the basement, and then in a hallway in the basement. So we just left the door open upstairs at the top of the stairs, and we were yelling this time. What about now?
This one?
What about now?
Push the button. Yep, been there, man.
So ridiculous.
Get the Sharpie out. I went and relabeled everything in mine with Sharpie. Big, bold. You're not going to miss what switches the oven.
So what do? You just have someone standing around the house and you just shut something off?
Pretty much, yeah. As you're going through doing stuff, yeah, you write it with Sharpie, man.
Duh.
It's there forever.
Pain in the butt.
Uh-huh.
Last week, a story popped up that we found quite interesting. We wanted to talk about it because we all know that the cost of weddings, I don't know, you know, I'm sure it's been affected by COVID. But before pre-COVID, the cost of weddings had hit something like, was the average $30,000?
I want to say that sounds right. I was going to say 30 to 35. So
okay.
Right in there, a decent car.
Yeah, right. And we've talked to so many people on the show who say they've spent 30 to 40 to more.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of dollars. And they were divorced in 2 years.
Whoops.
Or 3 years. So I do believe this story. The headline says more couples are looking to elope than ever before. And they base this on Google Trends, where people are starting to do a lot of searches for how to elope or just how to have, you know, run down to the courthouse and get married.
Mm-hmm.
And then put your money toward other things, whether it's a nice trip like a honeymoon or put it into a house. Hello.
Start your life together. Yeah.
Or start an investment program together. More and more people are starting to wake up. And can I just say, I hope this is true.
Yeah.
And I don't want to damage. I mean, I'm all about stimulating the economy. And I know people right now whose businesses are, you know, catering for weddings and photography for weddings. And I don't want to take my, I'm assuming you'll always have money in your pocket because enough people will still continue to do it.
Yeah.
But I just hate seeing so many young couples either falling into debt or sticking their parents who are trying to plan their retirement with $40,000 debt.
I will never do that.
For
I've already thought about this though, because I've talked to Nicole. I was like, should we, like, at this point where little Lila's six, start a little fund right now for a wedding, you know, and get it built up to, you know, 15, 20 grand in there over the course of a few years now, just mm-hmm. to have it, just mm-hmm. in case. And then if she elopes, great. It's still our money. We can do whatever we want with,
mm-hmm.
but it's just sitting there kind of waiting, you know, we can help out a little bit. Yeah. What do you think? it's a smart idea. I think just to have it.
Yeah.
It makes me sick thinking about spending that money.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah.
You know.
You remember we had the conversation on the show where somebody, the money was saved for the wedding. And then when she...
She did elope or something, but she still wanted the money, or she
wanted
it to go to something.
That's it.
Yeah. And the guy's like, no.
The dad had saved something like 20 grand and for her wedding. And when she eloped, she said, now I'll just take the check, please.
Oh.
And dad said, no.
No, it's still my money. Now, like, looking back personally,
okay,
would I have done it differently? I probably would have. I would have eloped, and we would have had a really fun trip, and then just come back and had the party, because that's the thing everyone with us still talks about. We had the most fun reception. That was the best time. I hated the wedding. I was a crying, blubbering idiot up there in front of everybody. That would have been nice.
It was entertaining, but that would have been nice
to have just a more of a private, intimate moment with me and Nick Nack and maybe just our parents, and then go about our lives.
Sure.
Or go somewhere and just do it, you know. I don't want to say a beach. I'm not really into all that. But somewhere nice and just do it somewhere else and then enjoy a trip. I probably would have skipped it. I really would have.
The thing that it will create like a headwind into this movement that's really going to slow it down is the, I don't want this to come out sounding mean, but I mean, I'm just speaking the truth. Is I think what will cause this to not accelerate, I'm talking about elopements here, if that's the right word, is the one-upmanship, the I want to show off to my friends. My other friends had a big wedding. I can't just.
This is an Instagram moment.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
It's a social media thing, and it's a show-off thing. And even though people deny it, I mean, it is. And
absolutely is.
I think that's what's going to keep the caterers and photographers and people like that in business, is that there's too many people who don't want to be the shining center of attention for the day, and that and family, I might add.
Sure, you get a lot of pressure from your family to do this. But with that being said,
yes,
I hate to see all weddings, or I hate to see the shift, because I think the weddings are, even though they're a headache, they're a lot of work, they cost a lot of money, it is one of those special moments in your life where you can bring all of your family together. It's just one of those moments, you know. We don't get a lot of those moments where everybody from both sides just comes together as one. Mm-hmm. You get to hang out. You get to have a big party. Those are special moments, you know. You only get a few of those in your life. So I will say that part of it I would miss.
I think the party aspect of it could still be done, and you would still save a lot of money, because that's essentially what Gretchen and I did. We had a quick little ceremony, 10 minutes with some family. And then we had a party with, what was our guest list? I think our guest list was 65 people, 70. So it was still rather small compared to the average. I think the average is like 120 or something like that. We had 65 or 70 people and a party, and we could not have been more happy with the way that turned out, as I've mentioned more than once, except for the open bar situation.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If a couple foregoes the open bar and has the party,
yeah,
they can get away with a lot less money spent on their big day.
Yes.
And then you still get the party that you're talking about.
Sure,
because I agree with you on that.
But it's just the occasion, too, of everybody, you know, going to a church or wherever and getting dressed up, and everyone's in tuxes and suits. And like we have, I like looking back at our photos and stuff, all the formal photos we took at the church with grandparents who are no longer with us. And everyone looked so classy and nice. And, you know, we wouldn't have any of that if we had skipped and eloped. So I think that kind of is special, too. It depends on the stage of your life that you're into. Like, in your case, when you're much older and it's, you know, a few times around, it's easier to say a small wedding and reception. But it's when you're in your 20s, first time, you kind of want everything.
$30,000 so that you can have a picture with grandpa in a book that's, you know,
hey, I tell you, after losing my grandpa last year, some of that stuff is priceless now.
I know, but you can always take pictures with grandpa without spending $30,000 for a picture with grandpa.
Yeah, but it's different. It's a different picture.
Put on a suit, put grandpa in a suit and get a picture.
Grandpa, put the suit on. Why? What are we doing? No, it's different. It's just a different vibe, a different feel.
All right.
But yeah.
The last thing I want to throw in is just a quick sub story, and this will be fast.
Okay.
But it's a story that I found that I loved about prenuptial agreements. And they went out and they talked about how, you know, it's very difficult for some people to ask for their, you know, betrothed to sign a prenup. And they say the way around it is just not to use the word prenup. Call it something else.
A love contract?
A marriage contract, or some people refer to it as insurance. And suddenly it makes it much easier.
Insurance?
It's insurance.
All right.
Because they're saying, like, yeah, you buy car insurance. You don't want to ever have an accident. You're hoping that you never, total your car.
Yeah.
But you have the insurance just in case. Same thing with a marriage, right? We hope we're together forever. We don't want to total this marriage.
But I had Progressive draw this up for us.